Have I been lied to as a Florida man about sunscreen protecting me from cancer?
Yes, it appears we've all been lied to, unfortunately. This massive study of over 470,000 people confirms it. It's very worrisome that when they compared sunscreen users to non-sunscreen users, the sunscreen users faced increased risks of all the major skin cancers, melanoma, squamous cell carcinoma, and basal cell carcinoma. So all of these cancers were up, but the most worrisome finding was that invasive melanoma was 300% higher risk in the sunscreen users. They accounted for skin color, time spent outdoors, and many other things, sex, age, and they still found these increased risks of the cancers. When you use sunscreen all the time, you're blocking your body's ability to synthesize vitamin D, which is critical for cancer defense. So you do not want to shut that off. A JAMA study just came out and found all those active ingredients in the sunscreens get into your circulation. They get into your body above FDA regulatory limits. If you really have to use it, if you'll be out in the sun for, you know, 6 hours, midsummer day, you still want to use something, I would use zinc-based sunscreen, not oxybenzone, none of those hormone-disrupting.